Shalom Aleichem, friends. We're learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, Parsha of Tzitzis, based on the Torah Reina Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol of Manzatzal. It's a schus for Avi Mara Nimi Marazi Shiachi, schus Moshe Aaron Peshadina, Aaron Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, Moshe Yidam Peshadina, Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, and for Rabshai Malay, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, with Victor Vasil Rovida, Nishos Maritz Esther Basrib Shmuel, and did Namshir with Neil Krat, Kushli Tuchop Nei Vesuch, Onem Lele Elav, Nechkit Basrib Chaim Tzvi, Perak Tezayim, Sukim Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Vayomer Hashem, Moshe Lemer, the Rebbe Nesot Lehem Tzul, and Tzitzis, Al Kanfe, Vidyam, Adar Asam, Medes Noel, Tzitzis, Hakanof, Tzit Ches, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the Jewish people and tell them they should make Tzitzis on their corner of their garments for the generations, they should put Tzitzis, and they should put a string of tcheles. The Arachaim asks, why does it say here, unlike all other mitzvahs in the Torah, remember it says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer, it's Vayoymer Hashem. So what's the Vayoymer? And also, why does it say Daber al Bnei Yisrael? V'amarta Eleim. There's the Daber and there's the Amarta, and here it's two different Lashonos. That Dibur is Lashon Koshe, it's harsh more, and Amir is Lashon Rak, it's softer. So what's the Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lamer Tzeva Vayidaber, and then what's the Vayter? It says again, V'daber al Bnei Yisrael, but not only should you speak to the Jewish people, but you should tell them also. What's the difference? And why does it say V'asu Lehem Tzitzis? Why the Vav HaChibur? What's it connecting to? And what's the L'daraisam? All mitzvahs are L'daraisam. So it appears follows that all mitzvahs have a hidden reason, a revealed reason. Normally, we don't know the reason. But by tzitzis, the Torah tells us, V'yalachem l'tzitzis u'ri'isam o'isa v'zachartam es kol mitzvah Hashem v'asisam o'isa. L'asurach l'ra'am chayin eichem v'shayet v'zunim achorim. So here, the mitzvah is telling us, Torah is telling us, mefurish, the reason for the mitzvah is to remember the mitzvahs. We're given tzitzis to remember all the mitzvahs. The Bach says that l'chadchila, you shouldn't have to do that every time you wear tzitzis. You have to remember that the tzitzis were given to remember all the mitzvahs. So besides the Maisa Mitzvah, there's also the Kiyum of Reisim also Zachartim. So we could say as follows, Dabra B'nei Sova Marat Aleihem is Dibra's Lashon Kasha, that's the Chiyuv Mitzvah, you're obligated, that's Kasha, that's harsher, that's stronger. And V'Marat Aleihem is telling us the softer, what's softer? Also, you're not Chayiv too, but it's ideal to remember why you're being given this Mitzvah. Softer to remember all the Mitzvahs. It's not ma'akev, therefore it says the daver and the amira. Daver of Israel is the chiyuv to wear it, and the amira is to remember all the mitzvahs. And according to this, we can say, when it says ve'omer Hashem al Moshe lemor, it's telling us what the ikar of the mitzvah is, what the yisod ha'machayev is, what the obligation, the foundation of the obligation. It's the vayomer, it's the amira, it's to remember. So that's the yisod ha'machayev. That's why it says the lashon of vayomer, amira is softer. In other words, what we don't have to do, but it's ideal to do, is to remember if that really is what creates the mitzvah in the first place. Since it's the yisod of the mitzvah, therefore it says a lashon of Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemor. That ultimately Hashem says, do the ma'aseh mitzvah. You have to, that's the dibur you have to. But the foundation, the reason you're chayv to do it is because of the amirah, because what you're not obligated to do is to remember that Hashem gave you all the mitzvahs. That's the amirah lashon raka, to remember all the mitzvahs. Therefore it says Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and not Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Lashon Amira, Lashon Raka, that the Yisod HaMachayev is the soft, the remembering all the mitzvahs. And then Daber, speak to them, meaning Lashon Kasha, that you have to wear tzitzis. V'amarta Aleihem, and that they should also remember, softer. But it says the Lashon of Amira here to tell us that this relates to the Amira part, not the Dibur. Meaning it starts with the Yisod HaMachayev, the foundation that obligates them, which is to remember all the mitzvahs. And the dibur, the wearing the tzitzis, is the toitzah, is the outcome. And therefore it's connected. V'asu lehem tzitzis. And make tzitzis, and that's connected to the yamarta. Since we want to get to the yamarta, telling them that they have to wear these arba kafas in order to, with tzitzis, in order to remember, That's ve'asu, tell them, and they'll make tzitzis. In other words, you have to asu tzitzis. You have to make these tzitzis in order to come to the remembering of the mitzvahs, which is denoted by the amira, the lashon raka, what you're not absolutely obligated to do. So that's why Yomer Hashem Moshe Leimor, by Yomer is amira, lashon raka, the yisod ha-mechayev, to remember all the mitzvahs, daber, lashon kasha, to make the tzitzis, marta lehem, and that's the amira, and then ve'asu lehem tzitzis, connecting to the amira. And now, since you have to remember all the mitzvahs, the yisod ha-mechayev of amira, to remember all the mitzvahs, Mela Vasulam Tzitzis, you have to make tzitzis for yourself. And this we can answer the kasha of the Alshech. The Alshech asks, why does it say Lashon Nistar Ve'asu, they should make tzitzis. Ve'nasnu, they should place tzitzis. Whereas earlier it says in Pasuk Lamites, later on it says, Uzichartem Ve'yalachem V'tzitzis. Why not Ve'yalachem? If we're already talking the third person. Why not Ve'yalachem? Why Lachem? So based on what we said, it's very good, because Klapa Ikar Inyan says, Lashon Nochach V'zachartem. He's speaking to them. It says, V'zachartem, you should remember. But V'yasu Lahem, which is the Vav HaChibur, this is from V'amarta. There's an Inyan of V'zachartem. Because of V'zachartem, you have to have the V'asu. So what's the V'asu? V'asu, there's something hidden here. Why are you making? You're making for a hidden reason. That you remember the mitzvah, so the asiyah, the active, asulam tzitzis, placing the arba kanfas on your garment, placing the tzitzis on your arba kanfas on your four corners, that maisa is there's a nistar there. What's hidden? The reason you're doing it. It's just sibak odemet. What's the sibak odemet? To remember all the mitzvahs. So the asulam tzitzis v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf shel tchilas. So these are all hidden things that you don't. There's a hidden thing behind it. Why are you making these tzitzis? Why are you placing this chud atcheles? Because you want to remember all the mitzvahs. Therefore, it's lashon nistar. Because it's telling there's something hidden here. Whereas vayalechem letzitzis uzachartem, that's telling them directly. You should have tzitzis in order to remember. That's lashon nochach. That's telling them straight away that you have to remember the mitzvahs. Whereas vasulahem is for a sibah nisteret, is for hidden things. Therefore, it's in the third person. There's something hidden here. I.e. that they're making these tzitzis to remember. There's a hakdama which isn't mentioned, and then through that there's a toitzah of the vasu. So since vasu is only a toitzah, it's lacking the hakdama. It says a lashon nistar in hidden language. So the davar atzmo is lashon nistar, because that we don't. There's a siba kodemus that's mechayivit. And according to this, we can explain the ledarosa, because the yisod inam is zechartem ayidei tzitzis. It's because the Gemara in Tosim Menachos and Gimel Mevayz Chosim Shel Tzitz out of the Arachaim here, that tzitzis are like a sign, like avodim, make a sign that they're avodim of tit, of clay. So here also, this is a sign for us that we are God's servants. You can't compare a temporary servant to an eternal servant. Vasulam tzitzis akan fe b'diyam l'dar v'aysam. It's not saying there's a mitzvah l'dar, it's all mitzvah l'dar. It's telling us that asiyah, that's mischayevus mitzvah zechartem, in other words, to make this sign that we're God's servants, make it together servants l'daroisam, in other words, we're God's avodim, avdus aylam, ani avdecha ben amasecha, ani avdecha ben amasecha, not only am I a servant, my mother was a servant. And pitachtel moiseirai, that's what really opens up my chains. When you're God's servant, you're free. You're free from all the shtusim of the world, from everybody, from all human beings. You're just God's servant. So that's the dairoisam for generations. Generations are when you make this sign of avdus, it's an avid for generations. The Torah Shlomo Sri Shud Gimel reads the message for Yom Hashem Shalosh Amiris. What are the Shalosh Amiris? For Yom Hashem Shalosh Amiris, one. Tabra B'nai Yisrael V'Amar Talem is two. Tabra B'nai Yisrael V'Amar Talem is two. Lem Tzitzis. Ve'yomer Hashem Moshe Le'mor, the Rebbeinu Amar Talehem. So we have the Vayomer, you have the Le'mor, and you have David Amar Talehem. So you have three Amiris. So it says the Teresh Le'ma from the Medrash. that three Amiras, because God said to Moshe, Moshe told the Jewish people, and Jewish people told their children, and warned them about tzitzis. They have to wear tzitzis, because there's, you have zechiras kol mitzvahs, it's shkula connected kol mitzvahs. Or isa moisa is zechayatem es mitz kol mitzvahs Hashem. So you receive them, and you remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. L'chor, it's hard to understand. Amarat Elohim is talking about Moshe to the Jewish people, and not the Jewish people to their children. Right, the Medrash seems to be saying that Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemur, the Rebbe Neisav Vayamart Elohim. The third one, the Amart Elohim, is the Jewish people telling their children. But it's not. It's Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Jewish people. And what's the special meaning of telling their children? All the mitzvahs you have to tell your children. So the answer is maybe that the first Amir is Amir Tekarish Baruch Hu Moshe. God speaks to Moshe. And that's Sechartim. He's telling him, you know, you have to remember. Do you remember all the mitzvahs when you wear your tzitzis? Amira, that's the first Amira. The second Amira is the tzivui to B'nai Yisrael. Dabreo B'nai Yisrael ve'amart aleihem. So that's the pasuk is Lashon Dibur. So that's the second Amira. Is referring to the mitzvah. That's the dabir. That's the second time he speaks to them. And then the third one is v'amartalehem v'sulam tzitzis. That's the inyan of zecharta. So the Medrash explains that it's founded in avdus. It's not only their avdus, it's avdus l'doros. L'dorosim. So in other words, not only should they recognize their avodim, they should feel it when they tell it to their children. They're also avodim. And these are also kavla da'avda, this is also their sign of servitude. And that's part of the kiyum mitzvah of uzachartem. That's v'amart aleihem. So we have a yomer is the first, is Hashem to Moshe. And then daber is Moshe to the Jewish people. And then Amartaleim Yasulam Tzitzis is the Jewish people to their children. It should be l'daroisa that you should remember for all the generations that you're avodim. You're avodim for all the generations, and if we have to keep all the mitzvahs, because it's telling us the whole inyan is telling us that we're avodim, and avodim obviously you have to keep everything, do everything the master says. So again, it's telling us you have to feel for all the generations that you're a servant. And that's how you're wearing the tzitzis. You have to feel it to Abdus Olam. There's no getting out of Tiovo. This we can explain why it says in the pasuk v'yalechem letzitzis. Of course, it's tzitzis. What's it being? What's the pasuk being machadish? So the Chaim talks about this in the Targum Yonos, and he says v'yalechem lemitzvus of the tzitzis. He says pshat is it will be for mitzvus tzitzis v'sachem and yosei, and you'll see it. In other words, be'ikar, you have to see it. Risa ma'isa, but you have to make sure you're seeing a mitzvah, because that's part of the ma'isa avdus, that you're doing a mitzvah of Hashem. And that's why also it says. Because if we'd be talking about the chutin, so then you would use a lashon nekeva. Talking about the strings, tzitzis is nekeva. So why not v'haya? Like the Yerushalmi ad says, "Risa oso," to say osa. So the answer is referring to the beged, because the beged is what's mechayiv the mitzvah. And therefore, v'hayalachem, the dafka that is a chi of mitzvah, it's not a matter of seeing the strings. It's a matter of the chi of mitzvahs on the beged. If not for the beged, there's no chi of mitzvah, so it's referring to the beged. That's a reason also. The beged was a chayatim. The fact that you see the beged, that's mechayiv you in the mitzvah, you remember all the mitzvahs. And that's also Rashi, according to Goran Bava Bas, Bava Mitzia, 61b, Ani Hashem Lekechem Shvet Sisichem Ratzam Neslechem Lekim, Ani Hashem Lekechem, I distinguish between the tipa of the Bechor and the Mitzrayim and the tipa Shena Shel Bechor. I knew which trap was the Bechor, which trap wasn't. I knew who was the Bechor and who wasn't, so I'm also going to get an exact payment from somebody who's Tayla Kala Ilan, somebody who puts fake Tchelas on. So Pashut, of course you're going to exact punishment. So he puts Tchelas here. He's faking it. So you would say, no, we're remembering, so it doesn't matter. Mali Tchelas, Mali Kol Ilam. We're going to remember. We're going to look at the strings. We're going to remember. The answer is, no, I was mafchin. In other words, I know what's a mitzvah and what's not. So Mimele, you have to make sure you're doing a mitzvah here, what I commanded. And Mimele, you're Mekayim, Marisim, also Zechartim, but there has to be a mitzvah involved. There's no Kiyom mitzvah with Kol Ilam. So Baruch Hashem, we saw a Mahalach in the Inyan of Tzitzis. Of course, there's a lot more to say, so please stay tuned. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.